This is a Vuma 103 podcast.
Dr. Mkhize Law, ngiyatholakala ezinkundleni zokuxhumana. On Twitter, I'm at Dr. Mkhize 4. This afternoon, I want us to talk about dementia. The reason why I'm funa ukukhuluma ngedementia, ingoba it does not only affect umuntu emphethe, but it affects a family because they become very dependent on abantu ahlala nabo to be able to survive. Idementia, let's call it a definition. Idementia is not a single disease. It's an overall term, just like saying umuntu ne heart disease. It covers a wide range of specific medical conditions. Any Alzheimer's, eyaziwa abantu kakhulu ukuthi une Alzheimer's, is the most common one. In fact, it accounts for 60 to 80% of causes of dementia. Abanye bebeze kunye umuntu une Parkinson's. The same as people who have Parkinson's, it's one of the causes, but it actually of a lower percentage. Some disorders that are grouped under general term dementia are caused by abnormal brain changes, and these changes they trigger a decline in thinking skills. We told you to say a course and cognitive abilities. Of course, are in the con, but they must be severe enough to impair daily life and independent function. That's the key word. If your thinking skills are now affecting your independent function, then we call it usuine dementia. And they can also affect the behavior and the feelings as your mood and relationships. Ukubabona even ubuka amamovie uthole ukuthi ugogo omdala nomkhulu omdala ibehavior seyishintshile seqala umuntu aggressive as signs of dementia. I-Alzheimer's accounts for 60 to 80%, and then you also got others, vascular, there's even vitamin deficiencies, even thyroid problems can cause dementia. Okuhle ukuthi thyroid problems no vitamin deficiencies are reversible ngoba you can correct thyroid, you can replace ama vitamin. Usually, dementia okubalukile ngifuna ukusho ukuthi is usually incorrectly referred as umuntu kuthiwa usenile, which kind of reflects ukuthi it's formally widespread but incorrect belief that serious mental decline is normal part of aging. Bakhona abantu asebekhulile, you know, of people asebekhulile who are able to function. Most politicians are actually aged, but they can function. So ungathathi ukuthi hayi ngoba umuntu usekhulile kusho ukuthi njengoba esekhohlwa, it's part of aging. You need to be investigated so that you can exclude izinto ezingashintsheka. Signs of dementia can vary greatly, but okubalulekile ukuthi they include problems with short-term memory, keeping track of izinto ezinormali umuntu angazi nokuthi isikhwama sakho sibekephi. Abanye they even forget izinto that they do routinely, like paying bills, they seriously forget. Planning and preparing meals, they can even forget how to cook what they know they've been cooking for years. Problems remembering appointments, and the problems remembering traveling out of their neighborhood. Because they can't remember their way back home. Many of these conditions are progressive, which means they start out slowly and gradually get worse. And if you know someone who's experiencing these memory difficulties or these changes, you need to see a doctor and not just ignore it. Ibangelwa yini? It's caused by damage to ama brain cells. And then the damage then interferes with the ability of ama brain cells to communicate with each other. And so your brain to do the things that you normally do. That's basically it. The other types of dementia, they can be caused by something like repeated stroke. Abanye, it can be caused even by depression. Abanye, medication side effects, thyroid problems, the vitamin deficiencies. These ones can be reversed because you are able to treat. Depression can be treated. Side effects can be sorted out. Excess use of alcohol, you can go into rehab and stop alcohol. Deficiencies can be replaced. It has no swaganjan. A CT scan is very important, but CT scan abantabaning because of our social situation, I do not have access to it. But there is no one test that determines if someone has got dementia. Utawotela, or diagnose a dementia or Alzheimer's based on careful medical history, physical examination, and when the lab test at yile kuthatha amagazi. And also ukuchecka ukuthi umuntu wasekhaya omlethile ukuthi yiluphi ushintsho abayibonayo in the thinking yomuntu, in the behavior and the day-to-day function. Are they able to do things for themselves? Then the hotel can determine if a person has dementia with a high level of certainty. But it's harder to determine the exact dementia cause because if there's different types or different things that can cause it, and sometimes they overlap. In terms of the treatment, it depends on the cause. And the case of most progressive dementia, including Alzheimer's, there is no cure and there is no treatment that slows or stops progression. But there are drug treatments. Sometimes ehlisa or improve ama symptoms so that umuntu akwazi ukufunction. Imedication okuthi dementia among other drugs is usually prescribed, and depending on the type, there are the non-drug therapies that helps to alleviate ama symptoms. Abanye abantu, they will tell you about yoga. Abanye abantu, they will tell you they go to counseling. All these other things, what we call allied entities, can be helpful. And ultimately, the path to effective new treatment for dementia is through increased research, funding, and increased participation in clinical studies. So you can approach universities or institutions if they are doing research and register umuntu wakho, so that you have the research body to find out what are the causes or how do we treat the Alzheimer's. Uma ubona umuntu wakho nomdala noma omncane, uma ubona there's a change in their behavior and their thinking, please do come forward. Singathathi ngokuthi ugogo usegugukile vele uyakhohlwa, vele ugogo baba nolapha. You need to come forward so that because ugogo bayalahleka kanti umuntu unedementia. Please stay safe, wear your mask with Dr. Mkhizelo on Twitter @DrMkhize4.
This is a Vuma 103 podcast.